Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's a great Sunday morning to be together as a church family. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor here. So it's my pleasure to welcome you all into our sanctuary this morning. We welcome our friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and also through our church website. Wherever we find ourselves here today, we come as thankful people, bringing all that we have and all that we are here in this time of worship here today. So as we're gathered, we ask you to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in this morning. And on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. So we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in church today. On the back side, you can check one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about getting involved in the life and work and ministry of our church. You can also jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering plates that are located outside the sanctuary doors on both the left and right-hand side is where those offering plates are. You can take it with you as you leave the sanctuary and drop it there following our service today. For our friends who are joining us virtually live online, you can also go to our church website, burlingtondoc.org, and there you can download a copy of today's worship bulletin so you can follow along with us from wherever you find yourself here today. We also invite you to have ready there, wherever you are, elements of communion as we'll gather around our Lord's table later on in worship. So we hope that you will join with us virtually around the Lord's table today. On the back of your bulletin, you see things that are happening in the life of our church. You can see the note that we are collecting books for students at Blackhawk School just down the road. We hope that you checked out the display, which is over by the Welcome Center on your way in today. It is our goal to have a book for every student at Blackhawk this Christmas. And so if you'd like to be a part of this outreach ministry, you can contact the church office. You can contact Pastor Brooke. You can see the note in the bulletin there as we look forward to sharing the love of God with the students here in our community. We're also looking forward to the season of Advent, and so we have a new adult class starting on November 27th called The Angels of Christmas. Our sermon series in Advent is going to be based around this book, kind of using it as a jumping-off point. And so if you'd like to do a little background to the Advent sermon series, you can purchase one of these books or you can be a part of our new study. And so if you'd like more information, reach out to us and we'll point you in the right way. We hope that you will stop by the Welcome Center after church today. We've been talking for the past few weeks about a feasibility study to ask your opinion about renovations that need to be done here to our church building. And so for the next couple of weeks, we're going to have open a feasibility study, kind of a long survey. And so we want your opinion as we can use our building to share the glory and the good news of God here from this place. And so you may have received it if you're on our church email list. It went out on Thursday, or you can pick up a hard copy from the Welcome Center. And so we hope that you'll take it home, fill it out, and then bring it back with you next Sunday. We're also looking forward to our kind of all-church Thanksgiving dinner, which is called our Harvest Dinner. It's going to be this Thursday from 5 to 7 here in the Fellowship Hall. And so you can purchase a ticket after church today. Lastly, on this Veterans Day weekend, we've been giving thanks all week for veterans in our lives, for all those who heard the call to serve a cause greater than their own. And so we've been giving thanks to God for their service and their valor and their commitment and their dedication to keeping us all free. We know that we have many veterans in our church. And so if you have served or if you serve now in our military, would you please stand so we can recognize you all here this morning? We give thanks to God for you all here today.
We've all run the things we know just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. You belong. He's a way maker. You need freedom, save it. He's a prison shaking savior. You got pain. Breaker.
somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. You got pain, he's a pain taker. He's a prison shaking savior. He's a kind of jail. He's a chain breaker. Oh, give me freedom, savior. He's a prison shaking savior. He's a kind of jail. He's a chain breaker.
Let us pray. A loving God, great is your name, and worthy are you of our lives and our praise. We know you are the one on which we build our lives. You are the firm foundation on which we stand. And so here in this time of worship, O God, we pray that you might help us to build our lives upon you. Help us to set aside in this hour all that we carry with us, all the weight and the worries, all the things that we've been dealing with every single day. Help us to put them aside here and now so that we might follow you. We might see and feel and experience your love for us once again. We offer our lives in this service to you in the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We invite you to be seated, and as you're doing so, we invite the young kids of our church to come forward and meet Pastor Brooke for today's children's moment.
Saving grace, gonna praise his name all over.
doing today?
You're going to hurt my ears one of these days, Hunter. Good job, though. Lots of enthusiasm. I'm so glad to see you all today. You know, last week, if you were here, Mr. Mike did our children's moment, and he shared about holidays that were coming up. We have a lot of special days coming up, special holidays. And he talked about how do we celebrate holidays. But today I want to ask about other days that we celebrate that aren't holidays. Can you think of any things that we might choose to celebrate? Thanksgiving, yes. Is that a holiday? Yeah, it is. I'm trying to think of things that might not be holidays. What are some other types of things we might celebrate? Jack? Veterans Day, also a holiday. Yeah, Ava? Birthdays, yes. When you get a good report card, maybe you have a celebration. Yeah. I know, just a minute. Just a second. Yeah, Jaden. Valentine's Day, yeah. Hanukkah, okay. Lots of holidays, but what are some non-holidays? Yeah. Ooh, last day of school or first day of school, yes. We definitely celebrate that, some more than others. I guess it depends on how much you like school. Yes, first day of summer when it's finally hot out. Yeah. First day of winter when you can play in the snow. And I know some people do celebrate that. I know our esteemed Pastor Dave is pretty excited about the potential for snow this week. He's going to mention it. Give me 1 second. I'm not as excited. But yes, some people like snow and winter. And yeah. And yes, Hunter.
Easter.
Yes, we also celebrate Easter. So there's lots of different things aside from holidays that we can celebrate. Sometimes when grown-ups get a new job, we celebrate that. Or we celebrate, just lots of things in our life that happen every single day that we can celebrate. But I was thinking about something else that we can celebrate all year long, and that is God's love. Do you guys celebrate God and celebrate God's love? Yes, we do. We celebrate our love for God here in the sanctuary together, but did you know that we can celebrate God's love all the time and in different places, not just here? What are some of the different ways that maybe we can celebrate God? Corinne? Praying at what?
Lunch.
Praying at lunch, yeah? Yes. I know, it's a ladybug. Well, I did move it. It actually was right here, and I just sort of gave him a little toss. I think he'll be okay. We can just leave him back there and he'll be all right. Yeah. What are some other ways that we celebrate God? Okay, let's all... Yeah, I know. There's a ladybug back there. Yeah. Praying before we go to bed at night. Absolutely. Ooh, at recess. That's a good one. Yeah, we could pray at recess. What about other ways other than praying? What are some other ways that we celebrate God and celebrate God's love? Yeah. Okay, maybe by going to school. Yeah, Landry? Reading the Bible. Yeah, so there's lots of different ways. Reading the Bible, praying. We just finished something with the band. Does anybody feel close to God when they sing songs at church? Or maybe you listen to Caleb or you listen to Christian music at home. That's one way that we can worship. We even worship when we listen to Pastor Dave's sermons, when we go to Sunday school. All these are different ways that we learn about and we give thanks to God. How do you think God feels when we celebrate him? Think he feels good?
Happy.
Happy? Jack? Blessed? Yeah. How do we feel when we celebrate God? Excited? Happy? Yeah, it feels pretty good when we're worshiping together. Joyful? In our Bible scripture today, it's from Psalm 103. And I want to read you just a little bit of Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and listen to this, "all that is within me, bless his holy name." All that is within us. So like our whole self can praise God. Our voice can praise God. Our hearts can praise God. Our bodies, we can use our whole self, all that is within us, to praise God and to worship God. And then it lists a bunch of reasons why we worship God. It says that God forgives us, God heals us, God redeems us. God does so many wonderful things in our lives that we should live lives of worship, not just here in this beautiful room, but all week long and everywhere we are. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for the ways that we can worship you. We thank you for song and prayer and sermon and lessons and all the ways that we can celebrate you and love you and give you thanks. God, help us to remember to worship not just on Sunday, but all throughout our days for all of the wonderful ways that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God gave His Son, yes, He gave His only Son. Jesus is my Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. He takes my sins away. My saving grace, gonna praise His name all over the place.
As we enter into this time of prayer, I invite you to take a deep breath and center yourself so that we can go and share with God all that is on our hearts. Let us pray. God of love and mercy, what a beautiful day to worship you, O God. As winter begins to roll toward us, we embrace the changing of our surroundings. We give thanks for the land that now rests and for the passage of time as we progress through the seasons of the year and of our lives. Today we consider worship as an act of thanksgiving. Help us to consider the role that worship plays in our lives. Shared in the Psalms today, we see all the reasons that we have to worship, and we are overwhelmed by your goodness to us. We know that you forgive our iniquity, you heal our diseases, you redeem our lives, and you give us steadfast love and mercy. These are gifts that we can scarcely wrap our minds around, and yet they are real, and they are offered and given to us always. We give you thanks for these extraordinary ways that you bless us and care for us. We pray that as we worship you, we will never lose sight of these gifts. We pray today that as we consider the role and importance of worship for us, you would help us to redefine it in our minds. Help us to look beyond Sunday morning service as our definition of worship and see how we might live lives in worship to you. We pray that worship would be our way of life, not just within the sanctuary on Sunday, but throughout all of our comings and goings. Today, we ask your help for those times in our lives when difficulty comes. Give us the courage to meet misfortune with unwavering hearts. Give us patience when answers or resolution do not come quickly. Through the hardships of life, make us strong and help us to get through the challenges with success. We offer our prayers for those who are presently going through suffering and who need your healing touch, for those whose lives know too much darkness, and for those who grieve. Be also with the troubled, violence-prone world. We pray for all who live in the presence of violence, either here or throughout the world. Bless those who live without security or safety, and those who fear for their safety. Oh God, we pray your blessing on our veterans who have had to endure so much in their life as they went through war and possibly bloodshed. Bless those who currently serve in harm's way. Oh God, we pray that you would bring peace to this earth. Bless all who suffer from the consequences of war. Give them comfort and strength. Oh God, we see within our lives gifts and blessings uncountable, and we recognize that these come from you. We give thanks for your provisions in our lives. Help us to recognize the ways that you are ever at work in us. We pray that we would honor the gift of Jesus in all we do. We thank you for the gift of his life and his saving death and resurrection. In his name we pray together the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 12. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever.
He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. Thanks be to God for God's good word today.
We're starting a new sermon series here today. It is the month of November, and in the span of about 12 hours this past week, we went from springtime with temperatures in the 70s, almost 80, where it was sunny and warm, to yesterday where it was as cold as can be and the wind was blowing and there were flurries in the air all day long. It was almost like winter arrived overnight. And I don't know if you looked at the forecast too far ahead. Maybe you're afraid to look that on Tuesday, the weatherman says there's a chance of accumulating snow to come on Tuesday. Let me get an amen for snow on Tuesday. I'm very excited about that to come. It is the month of November. I cannot wait for snow to arrive. If you hear anybody screaming from Perkins Park, it's me sledding down the hill head first all winter long. It's easy in this time of year to jump right from Halloween to Christmas, like we jumped from spring to winter this week. In fact, I don't know if you've seen the pictures or videos from like Disneyland and Disney World, but if you have, then maybe you've seen that for the guests who were staying at those resorts when they went to bed on Halloween night, there were still pumpkins and decorations and orange and black kind of everywhere. But when those guests woke up on that morning of November the 1st, suddenly everything had turned to Christmas. Christmas decorations and Christmas trees. I'm sure there were Christmas carols playing all in the speakers, like the magic of Disney had taken over overnight, literally had changed. And so it's like that for us in this season as spring to winter has now come. But we still have November. Before Advent, before Christmas arrives, this season, this month that we're in now has a lesson to teach us about being thankful, about Thanksgiving of all things, giving thanks to God for all we have, all that we enjoy, everything God has given us in this life. And so here in church for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about this. The series is going to be all about Thanksgiving. And not Thanksgiving like turkey and dressing and like the Dallas Cowboys playing football and like being with your family on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, it's like kind of like that. But it's mostly about how we can live lives of appreciation and thankfulness and joy. How can we be thankful each and every day for all of God's blessings in life? That's what the series is about that we're starting today. And so we begin, we heard this little word from the book of Psalms, Psalm 103 to be exact. Now let me say that we don't often preach from the book of Psalms or even like do in-depth studies on this book in the Bible. The Psalms come up in worship all the time. I mean, maybe you don't even know it, but they are the basis for tons of the songs that we sing by our band. They are the basis of tons of hymns that are in our hymnal. Maybe even receive like some kind of daily devotional email or have some kind of devotional book. And at the bottom of the page kind of lists some scriptures. I'm willing to bet that very often Psalms shows up there. But it's not too often we kind of dig into the Psalms. And so because I know you're dying to know more about them, I'm going to tell you more about them here today. The book of Psalms was the ancient worship book of like the ancient Israelite people, like God's people centuries ago. It was like their hymnal. And so because it's not like one long story like the book of Exodus or one long letter like the book of Romans, it is individual songs and hymns and prayers that have been collected that people prayed to God, which kind of makes them feel funky to kind of preach from. I mean, it's like us trying to dissect the lyrics of the Beatles or like Taylor Swift or something. I mean, it's almost like that in the Psalms. I mean, it's like our hymnal, like the blue thing that's right there in front of you. There are hymns of Christmas and hymns of Easter and hymns of benediction and hymns of praise and hymns of communion. I mean, there are all kinds of hymns all collected in one book. And so the Psalms is like that. Lots of different genres. psalms of praise and psalms of prayers, psalms of history talking about where God moved, songs about the kings, very often King David, even psalms of lament, of people crying out, shaking their fists to God. This collection of prayers lives smack dab in the middle of our Bible, right in the heart of the Bible, because they talk about the emotions that live in our heart. They remind us and show us that no emotion is too far out there to be hidden from God. If we're mad at God, go ahead and tell God about it. If we're joyful, sing to God. If we are in need, lay it before the feet of God, because that's what the Psalms like. Every emotion is there. And so, Psalm 103 that we heard just a moment ago is a psalm of praise. The author starts out by saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, everything that is within me, bless his name, bless the Lord, my whole entire soul. Let my whole self, let my whole being, let everything I have give praises to God." I love this little verse, blessing God with our whole soul, with everything that we have. It is a great line because it's an introduction to everything that comes to the rest of the verse, but it's also an introduction and an invitation for our lives to bless God with everything that we have, our whole souls, all the time. It's great. But to be honest, this little verse all week long has been like stuck in my brain, kind of chewing at me a little bit, because I've been wondering, how in the world do we actually do this? Bless God with our whole soul all the time, every single day, at all times. What does it look like to live a life of praise every single day? I mean, if I had to guess, I would say that we are very good at praising God when things are going well in life. I mean, on days where it's like 75 and sunny deep inside of our hearts and things are so good, like this past week was unseasonably warm, there are days in life when we are unseasonably happy. Life is good and there is not a care to be found in the whole world. Like as the saying goes, we are as cool as the other side of the pillow in life. We are just chill as can be every single day. And in those moments, praising God and giving thanks for all that we have, that's an easy time to do it. But we may be not so good at praising God when it's 25 below zero and snowing in our life. We have a harder time praising God when it seems like thunderstorms are rolling through and hurricanes are blowing by us and there's a massive earthquake taking place deep inside of us. Everything is rocking and rolling and it seems like we have no foundation to stand on anymore. Praising God when it's not sunny and warm and happy and joyous, then it is harder. Offering our whole self to God, to be honest, is much more difficult. But it's in fact much more important than any other time. You see, what Psalm 103 gives us is like this recipe, so to speak, like this formula about what a life of praise looks like. You see, check out what the writer says. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget his benefits. Remember that it is God who forgives our iniquity. It is God who forgives our sins and does not hold them against us. Remember, it is God who heals our diseases." Wednesday, in Bible study, this actually past week, some of us were talking about that maybe it was not all of our diseases like cancer and like leukemia, but maybe it's when God saves us that when we are not at ease, when we are diseased in life, there God saves us. Because it says God redeems our life from the pit and crowns us with steadfast love and mercy, satisfies us with good as long as we live, because the Lord works for vindication for the oppressed. Like when we are stuck in life in dead-end jobs and maybe even dead-end relationships, and in those places where there seems to be no hope, God gives us hope and God makes a way. I mean, like some kind of Uber driver or like pizza delivery man, God is in the delivery business, making a way and delivering us out of hard times. Because the psalm said he delivered Moses and he was there for the Israelites. The Lord is merciful and gracious, abounding in steadfast love. For as far as the high above the earth are the heavens, as far as the east is from the west, that is how far God removes our sins and transgressions for us. If you've been around here for any amount of time, then maybe you know that I love to take pictures out of airplane windows whenever I go on trips. In fact, my phone and my Facebook page is jam-packed with pictures and clouds and all kinds of horizons. The psalm writer says that is how far God removes sins and troubles for us. From as far as the east is to the west, that is where God moves in us. You see, this psalm is the good news. This psalm teaches us what a life of praise looks like. It's remembering that God has been with us in the past, that the hard times we feel and experience of life will not last forever, because that is who God is. Because God has always been moving through his people to love them and bless them, to forgive us and redeem us. And because God has been so good to us in the past, we are invited, we are called to remember and offer our lives to him once again. We're invited to live lives full of God's glory and praise every single day. Let us pray. O loving and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for all that you have done through your people down through the years. We give you thanks, O God, for Moses and Aaron and the Israelites, the women and the men, and all those whom that you moved through. We give you thanks, O God, for even us here and now, that you have moved through us in the past to give us hope, to shine your light of love through us. And so we pray that your light may shine upon us once again. Remind us, O God, to not only give thanks to you for the life that we lead in the good times, but remind us that you are with us and give us hope, even in the most difficult times of life, that your Spirit is there to fill us and bless us. Help us to live lives of praise for you and in you. In Christ we pray. Amen.
One of our central acts of worship is to gather around this table together. It is one of the ways that we celebrate God. We celebrate the gifts that God has given to us, and we remember the tenets of our faith. Because as we gather here, we tell a story that is so dear to us. We remember the time when Jesus was nearing the end of his life. He was soon to be betrayed and handed over. And he had gathered with his disciples. They were celebrating the Passover meal together. And as they were eating, he took a loaf of bread. He blessed it, and he broke it. He passed it among them, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body for you." He also took a cup, which was filled with wine, and he passed it among them. He said, "Drink of this, all of you, for this is my blood poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Drink of this in remembrance of me. It is for these gifts of bread and cup of Christ's body and blood that we now lift up our prayers of thanksgiving." Let us pray.
Lord, help us to remember what these elements mean. We thank you for your great gift of your Son and for your undying love and forgiveness. Please guide us in our daily lives. Thank you for those many blessings that you have given to us. Amen.